TheQuantumSlips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We've got to stop them! They're going to kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they a government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone, or you would be!
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part, you can't even passively take part, and you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop, and you've got to win the day to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at FreedomSlips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Right, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyalty? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me,
give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given right, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. On Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.
Thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
And that would be me. I barely made it back on time. Been sitting here for a while, waiting for the show to start. And then I realized, just before the promo is about to end so the show can begin to start, I had to go turn the heat back on. You know why? It's 35 degrees in here. I'm kind of cold. I had to kind of re-throw blankets over me, blankies on. So it's going to be kind of tough for me to do the show tonight. I need gloves, but I had to take the gloves off to do the show. So welcome to the Saturday night edition of Argon. I'm your host, Bill Grant of Argon, which used to be Dreamer. I am called the Dreamer. And we are on Studio B on Revolution Radio at revolution.radio, which is a fully listener, entirely listener supported station. Largest listener internet supported station across the Earth. I won't say globe. I'm going to say it a little bit later, though. It's going to come up. Little bit of a rough week. Week's been going by fast. It's been not quite this cold this week until today. And it's getting colder. But so kind of pushed a lot of things back. Didn't really even have time to figure out which guest I might try to have on tonight, but I knew I kind of wanted to talk about some important issues, of which half of them are out of my head again. And that's the problem. I kind of have a bad memory now. It's not, it's an odd, It needs prompting. I've been under too much stress for too long, too much pressure for way, way too long, way too many years, decades, God, a lifetime, but with a lot of good parts in between. But anyway, I'm going to go over a few notes. I'm going to say hello back to people. Happy birthday to Chris Greenheart. Greenheart 1, I think he operates under in chat these days. And happy 49th birthday. And just under the 50. And my breathing weird, trying to gulp down hot drinks to stay warm. Perfect time for cayenne pepper. I'll bet a lot of your olive oil, well, for those without heat or much heat, sure your olive oil and your honey is not pouring too well these days. That's kind of why they had that stick in the old days. One of the reasons. Like even a spoon is kind of hard. Like that's why you need a jar. That's why you need to get the kind with an open lid. Okay. So, you know, with a wide lid, kind of a wide base and everything for honey. Honey. Because it doesn't come out unless you microwave it. If it's in a plastic bottle that you're supposed to squeeze it out and you can't move your fingers, especially if you're elderly or hurting or have arthritis, and I don't have arthritis, not exactly, but you would have to, like, you can't heat it up like on the stove, not like one of those red hot kind of ones. And you're not going to put a plastic bottle of honey on the stove or whatever, and you don't want to put it in the microwave. But the honey's good for you. That's the reason you paid $2,000 a bottle for it, right? I mean, it's practically that. I mean, American money, of course. You know what I mean? American. And it practically would be. You might as well say pretty soon that'll be the case. But, anyway, the date is, first of all, it's the 10 to midnight show. It's 10:07 p.m. here on the east coast of North America. And so it's the 29th. It's already this year, the new year. But it's just about another month, already 1/12 of the way through the year. And we have all these truckers running around talking about something. I don't know what's going on with, yay, truckers. Yeah, Canadian truckers mixed with the United States, about 50 miles long, coming from all directions. U.S., California. I mean, you know, you got the Canadian truckers merging from all directions, from the East Coast to the West Coast. And south of the border and across the borders. A lot of great calls on that. So many great videos. Oh, man, so awesome. Takes me back to the day when Americans actually knew what they were doing. But this blows that away. But then again, we have more people in the world and greater technology and communication and so on. And, of course, as they mentioned, the unnamed. Some, I'm sure, are named. I'm sure they have names. You know, you can't censor a CB handle. Well, the handle you might, in a way, but you can't censor shortwave radio. Can't censor the CB channels. You kind of can. They're going to jam all that. And pretty soon when they shut everything down anyway, which hopefully this will stop, you know, pretty soon your batteries are going to run down. You're going to run out of diesel. You're not going to have all that urea to run the diesel, and not going to have fuel anymore. You're not going to have refineries anymore. Everyone's going to go home because of COVID and because of something, something, or they lost their neighborhood because globalists bought up their patch of neighborhood and are getting ready to put the left wing of the dome corner on it. It's really hard for me to do the show. I was thinking of calling out tonight, people. It's one of the colder nights here, and I've been this cold many times in the last home, and I've been this cold here on and off, but it's kind of hard to do right now. Didn't turn the heat on early enough. I try to stave that off, but I never use the microwave at the same time I have the heat on. And I kind of had to, like, heat a whole bunch of stuff up. So I had to wait even longer. And here I am. Anyway, great show, Bridget. I heard both shows, even though John Wayne apparently, you know, had to take a little more time off, a little more resting time on Studio A. And they put, I think that's Manly P. Hall. I'm not sure. I'm not sure with which speaker or anthropologist. I'm rubbing my hands. I'm trying to, yeah, you might hear me do that thing like rich people do, like billionaires getting ready to like blow something up or cause a collapse. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's not what I'm doing. I'm actually cold. Billionaires and millionaires and trillionaires, they're not cold. Okay, they're cold-hearted. They're not actually cold. They're quite warm no matter what country they live in and whatever they force on their little minions and little ones that they claim they're being the guardians of. And hold on, I need a sip here. I'm probably going to need a break at the bottom of the hour for either Mr. Rowe, Richard, or AMAD. If you can throw a little break on there, I'm probably going to need one. I mean, I expect to need one because of how much I've been drinking before the show to stay warm or to get warmish. Anyway, I fixed my thermometer to an old thermometer I've had for years in storage. I mean, like, I'm not even sure this one is even mine. It's just one I was holding from maybe when my mom's boyfriend died, which he was holding, one of the free ones from 20 years ago or something itself before that. But I had to fix it. I collect them. I was collecting them. Most are gone. But I wanted to be accurate. And so I'd compare thermometer to thermometer and use every, like, certain, like, even photo thermometers. I'm putting it back. But that's what you hear. I took it out of a thing. I have to keep it safe. It's plastic. And but I didn't use that one because the thermometer itself broke off. You know, the glass tube part broke off the, yeah, like the bottom was held in, the top is like a bumper. It doesn't hold it in. Matter of fact, let me double check that. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, it's like a bumper, even though there's a hole on top. Instead of there being a hole in the bottom to slide the glass up into, I don't know if this thing is, no, it's not upside down, but, it's got a hole on top. And then it's closed at the bottom where the top of the thermometer actually hits. So it kind of lines up the temperature lines. And I had to tape it on. I could never use it because the glass would fall forward, like out. But the whole thing was held in by just the bulb on the bottom. A little square mesh thing goes around it. Like it's actually kind of lets air flow. But it holds it in. But it, like, nothing was holding it up. It just was dropped down and just about breaking. Easy to break. Just about to break many times. I mean, it was leaning way forward. Like, just, I didn't even know why it did not break. Since thermometers are known to, we all break our thermometers, you know? And, let me see what temperature. Well, I've been holding it with my thumb on it. It just raised it up to 40, almost like 38.9. But no, the real temperature inside is 35-ish degrees right now that I'm sitting in. Sorry about that. And I used to use every kind of thermometer though. But anyway, I finally found it again. And I had it in a baggie, like a extra wide one, actually. And a mouse did end up trying to chew it and gave up. And that way it would hold the glass in whatever happened. And if there was any mercury in there, which I assume was not, just the artificial new kind for many years now, since they took mercury away from us and then gave it back to us in a different form. A new modernized science. Trust the science. Trust the mercury. Trust putting mercury in your body, according to scientists. Experts say, you know what I mean. Anyway, they inject it into you. They took it away from you to even touch it. Now they inject it directly into your damn veins. Oh no, it stays in your muscle. Right? No, that's different. That's a different thing. It's a different science. Anyway, I got a bunch of notes, but I'm going to be going over, quickly a little, just a brief dream thing. It's not going to mean too much, but you never know. And then I have a bunch of magazines I found from decades ago of my past. The few that I have left, just a very tiny few of my library of them left over that has survived, but are relevant to today. And how everything led up to today, what's going on with SpaceX. And I'm not going to go over in a lot of detail of any of them. I've got like six of them here. A little bit of UFO, space stuff. I got Omni magazine. I got a thing to do. Scientific American, 21st century science and technology, things like that. But Omni used to be my favorite. Scientific American used to be one of the most prestigious, most accurate, but most expensive, too. And I'm just going to go over that pretty soon. I'm going to go over some notes here. But anyway, I finally found it, pulled it out of the thing, and finally had actually available, ready to use, clear, the good, very good see-through scotch tape to tape over it, to hold it on. I had to line it all up because you couldn't see the damn red line. You'd be lucky if you could see a thinnest layer the way it would sit in there. It wasn't even sat in there right. It wasn't even made right, I don't think. I think they glued it in wrong. I might have even tried to break it out, rotating it years ago. I'm not even sure. Or might have thought of taking the whole thing out and using it in a glass jar, like a tube. But I've been comparing that to other thermometers, and pretty sure that's the right temperature. So you need to collect thermometers, and I mean that. You should collect so many things now. There is no such thing as trash anymore. No such thing as garbage. There is no such thing as garbage. First of all, if there were, you could burn it. And you should not worry about the environment. Worry about staying warm and not dying and freezing to death. A lot of carbon will go back. Everything came out of the earth. Doesn't matter what it is. Poison came out of the earth. Uranium comes out of the earth. And as I say, even snake venom is natural. Okay, just like people say, hey, eat this, try that. Smoke that, it's natural. Everything is natural. Okay, but I know what you mean. And, you know, food can be very healthy for you, comparatively, especially compared to most allopathic drugs, Rockefeller drugs, Chinese drugs, gotta take a breath here, bearing the cold and getting a drink. Hold on. A little bit of cayenne pepper in this one. My tea. My watered down tea. But not too bad. It actually tastes pretty good. And, oh no, that's watered down decaf. But it tastes like kind of like a tea. that's right. I forgot that's supposed to be decaf. By the way, a lot of instant coffees, at least they used to. I don't know how they do it. I forgot how they do it exactly. I forgot what they use, but like they use chemicals to decaffeinate, caffeinated coffee and stuff, and different things. Whenever they turn something into, let's say, something that was sugar and now it's sugar free, and anytime there's processing, just be careful that they didn't use chemicals to process or take something out of it, like caffeine. And because even though most of it gets taken back out of what they used to process and take stuff out with it, it's still tainted. It still has a tint of poison. It's not good for you. And there are differences. People will notice anyway, like a lot of people hate instant coffee. It, not just because it's more watery or things like that. Especially decaf gives kind of a weird feeling sometimes. And sometimes a headache. I have to go to the bathroom a lot more drinking decaf than I do coffee. But maybe it's because I drink more decaf. Maybe it's because I switched to decaf after I've had my caffeinated regular coffee. Could be, but it seems to be more than that. It seems to be a lot more than that. I think it's the chemicals. I react slightly to the chemicals. But I don't want decaf all day. I mean, I don't want caffeinated coffee all day because I need to be able to fall asleep at night. Again, happy birthday, Chris. Jay Parker did come back. Not today, though. It looks like he was not. He still took off today. He had planned on taking two or three weeks off. And he took a couple weeks off like he needed. And he did come back Thursday night. And that was good to hear. That was one of the reasons I knew and was reminded of Chris's birthday, who called in on the show. But also because I talked to Chris. But anyway, here's the thought. I don't know how this will connect just yet, but Neil Young versus the Joe, not Biden, because we all know who would win anyone in any kind of match with Joe Biden, so that's not even a question. Actually, now I forgot his last name. And I never forget that. Somebody tell me. I know what it is. Anyway, great show, Ivy. Oh, yeah, thank you, Mitch. Oh, wait. Oh, yeah, hey, Steven. Okay, let me get through some of this magazine stuff and come on the second hour. Yeah, right from the start. Okay, I'll try to get through that pretty quick. I'm sure I will actually be able to do it. And let me check that box. That was a while ago. I was at the beginning of the show. I didn't see that message until now. I guess it's not too far, too long. Wow. Okay, I'm kind of warming up. I get a blanket over my shoulders, half over me. It's kind of falling off. Let me zip this up a little more. Blanket on my legs. And let me type this message. Hold on a second. Okay, you probably heard me typing, so it's not totally dead air. I do hear a slight background hiss, though. So Jay Parker did come back. He had his break. He did his show. Good show. And he thought he would probably come back for the Saturday show, but at least when I kept checking on it, I kept hearing nothing. But great show, guys, today with Giuseppe and everybody. What's today? Well, Scorpio show, I believe. Yeah, today's Saturday, right. And anyway, I got to hear a lot of people's shows today, but it was too cold for me to get out of bed. Actually, I fell asleep extra late today. Anyway, then it was hard to get out of bed because of the cold. But I'm not sure if that's Manly P. Hall. See, earlier I listened to both shows, in other words. So John Wayne apparently needed a rest. And then when John Wayne's not there, it seems like John, maybe he himself did this, or Mr. Rowe did it for him or someone, put on Manly P. Hall, who he has talked about in the past. And I guess that's who it is and why he would put that on while he's not there. And this, he talks about a lot of things I knew growing up. And of course I'm always saying things like that, but it's always true. And then some. And, things like what he was saying were very important. They're not perfect though. And we're supposed to take every generation to the next level. You're not supposed to be going backwards to listen to that exactly. You're supposed to be listening and then adding to it. And things are not entirely the solution or the answer or as simple as portrayed. Although he was explaining to simpler times, to simpler people, how things are greater than they think they are, how deeper realities and possibilities and things to think about and talk about and to narrow down and things to see. He talks about, he uses the word push, and I've said this. I've used the word push. See, it's like the past sort of troglodyte bad, like in other words, we have today what was pushed into the future instead of us evolving. Oh, I think I hear my break. Yes, thank you. Thank you. And let me go back to that. Be back in, I guess, 5-ish. 3 to 5-ish.
Junkie, I won't say a goddamn word. Why? They won't understand. They won't understand why we do it. They won't understand it's about the men next to you. And that's it. That's all it is.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. Number one listener supported radio, the printing press for freedom at a time when freedom is needed the most.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We've got to stop them! They're going to kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone, or you would be!
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so obvious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part, you can't even passively take part, and you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop, and you've got to win the day to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you got it.
Right, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyal? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take.
But as for me, give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given right, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. On Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.
Thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
And yes, I made it back. Sorry about the extra break tonight, folks. I needed it just in case. It was better that I had it. I had to rewarm up my drink, which also already mostly went cold since the beginning of the show anyway. And it's just better, just in case. But I'm pretty sure, Stephen Crawford will be joining me at the next hour. Let me see. Okay. I'll be pulling him in, after the next break. We'll pull him in like during the break. Unless I have like 2 minutes of just, you know, like finishing something up. But what I keep explaining wrong is, well, first of all, don't forget this is listener-supported station. Hopefully you just donated something, anything, everything. Please donate to both the station and myself with the PayPal me. And matter of fact, I want to give a little shout-out and promotion also again of my friend and our new buddy, Crypt Ricked here on the state, Crypt Rick, not Ricked. My tongue is kind of burnt or, like something I did today caused me to get like a tongue blister. And, but I want to remind everyone, he has the shows here Monday, 6 to 8. p.m. on A, Studio A on Revolution Radio at revolution.radio. And, which is supported by you, the people, not the communists, unless you're communists, but thanks for the money. But basically, don't forget, he also has his YouTube channel. And that's how I, sort of met him, between him and other friends like, Jamie McNichol and others on their channels. He has, his YouTube channel is Crypt Rick's I've Been Thinking. So, check him out. I haven't had a lot of time to listen to his other shows other than times I've been on them and with, Jamie and others. I've been meaning to myself. I'm glad he reminded me. So, he always had a lot of great things to say, comments and questions. I like his shows here for sure myself, not because I've been on him, but he will be with me tomorrow night. So Crypt Rick, our Crypt Rick will be my guest tomorrow night. So I want to, help, you know, promote his show, which is a good show. Does a good job, does a great job. And, great guest. And so, be with us tomorrow night. And, in about 25 minutes, we'll have, to a half an hour, we'll have Stephen Crawford on, who used to do this slot. Thank you, Stephen. But he wanted an earlier slot and, needed a break, did that and got his earlier slot, for tomorrow night. Actually, no, tomorrow night is the slot that I do his old slot on. Actually, tomorrow night I do Dreamer as the Dreamer, on the 10 to Midnight show, the same time slot, but that is Studio A. Yes, yes, I'm so cold. Anyway, Meatloaf died. Man, we got to talk about that, Stephen. We'll talk about that when he comes on. Now, I wanted to remind everyone in this age of, nuclear Holocaust stuff. You know, China's ghost cities are humongous and they're falling apart. But what did I tell you one of the reasons they may have built those for? First of all, in case they get nuked or too many people die or to accommodate certain people from different regions of the globe after they destroy their own places and they want to feel at home, or they want to trick people and test people, do all kinds of tests, make them think they are in their old city when they're not, mess with their head, all kinds of stuff. But it's where they would test disease release and stuff like that. Like in, damn, I keep forgetting that movie. Then I remember it when I'm off air and people remind me, what is it? If I had my memo board, I'd literally have it in front of me 24 hours all the time. It'd be up all the time for every show. Oh, damn. Can't think of it now. Resident Evil. Resident Evil. Where did the heroine go? Underground in a big fake city designed to do a whole bunch of tests. Scenario testing. Those are real. Probably open air ones, plus the ones they shoot up the pictures of little girls and, probably schoolgirls carrying books. You know? Or whatever it is. Shooting the people. Town, one, a mosque over here, a church over there, railroad, subway over here. Yeah, they're getting ready to attack everybody. Oh yeah, no doubt. And they're gonna do it. Succeed or not. They're going for it. And it's gonna be some places it's gonna happen. But the last reason I said they would build something like that is in case of a nuclear Holocaust, fake or real. So let's say they are going to, we are going to have a nuclear war, but it's not going to be entirely real. They're just going to nuke those cities. Nuke them, really nuke them. I mean, use real nukes for real. Or an antimatter weapon, just vaporize, total complete vaporization. Absolutely melt down actual craters in the ground. Actual crater. Hollow rounded out hemisphere. Melted, you know, sort of kind of reminds me of 9/11 for some reason. Why would that? Well, that's another story, but, basically they'll just say that was the real one. And they'll like blow them to pieces in all kinds of assorted ways or whatever and tell us those are the real ones. Once you're all locked down, once you got your heads wired in, once you're on the Wi-Fi, you can't come out of your home. Once you're stupid enough after taking so many doses and a little oxygen deprived in your brain cells, yeah, you probably believe it. Play enough video games, take enough infusions, injections. Oh, yeah, that's real. They just nuked the whole planet. There goes France. There goes London. There goes Chinatown. Oh, man. Oh, I can't believe it happened. They went and did it. Well, they probably will, but they'll probably blow up the real one, and then few people will migrate over or move into that one during the event. Or they'll nuke the fake one and say it really happened and everyone will believe it, you know? Like, and then they'll kill everybody in town, in the real town, and then they'll just move in and they'll, you know, they'll be gone, like, but they'll just claim that they got nuked. Anyone they want to have assassinate, they'll just claim got nuked. Oh, they were there. They must have been there. Oh, they disappeared. Anyway, I'm running out of time. I wanted to go through this stuff. I did kind of have a dream which might have been a little bit of the future. I don't know if it was how much just a dream, simply just a dream it was versus me being off world or me and or being in the future some. But I went to an area where it was a zone. They had two zones and, there's like a left zone and a right zone, or just two zones picked out for people in the future to tag people, or for tagged people, or for non-tagged people. In other words, non-injected, not tracked, or specifically tracked. It was a place to allow people to live like a Dome City area, but there was no Dome City. It was like the woods. But on the way, there was a lot of weird creatures and odd plants to eat or to avoid eating, or actually for the creatures. They're gray too. They're gray creatures. They kind of looked slightly gray alien-like, but more like a monster. Like they're the animals you would see on their planet or underground with them. Only it was above ground in mostly daylight. And, I'm just wondering about that. There's a whole bunch of other things I could talk about. There's a path, the way roads merged, leftover roads, in which direction to go, and how enemies were coming together from two sides. Oh, man, I forgot to talk about Russia and Ukraine. I don't know what to say about that yet, because I think everything's choreographed one way or another, whether anyone knows it or not, because I believe the masters and above master level, like angel and archangel level, alien and above level and more, have such incredible mind control of causing outcomes to happen, everything in history exactly the way they think it up to be, how they guide it to be mentally, just because they want it to go that way. It does go that way. They just mentally want the person and the area to go through such a turbulence, and therefore whatever needs to take place intricately in tiny little butterfly effect details automatically builds up in the system, which causes everyone to end up where they are, making the decisions they make knowingly or unknowingly, like Putin and everyone. And the goal is nuclear war. Well, it's beyond nuclear war. You're going to see antimatter weapons, which I think we just did. The Tonga and so on. They say there was a missile. I'm not convinced that's true. I could easily see how nature right now, these cataclysm times, would do that. However, Mr. Rowe made an excellent point. Whew, hold on. Just trying to get the chills out. Mr. Rowe made an excellent point of where that was located in the, what do you call it? It's the zone where you're allowed to test international, kind of accepted zone of testing mega weapons and so on. Damn it, I know the word. I even have it written down here somewhere. Anyway, I don't know what the future is for sure, but this could be one of them. This, and I was trying to talk to these people about what they could or shouldn't do, should or shouldn't do. And it had to do with food and stuff. And I don't have time to read that either way. I'm going to skip. All right. Anyway, great show, Ivy. I was going to mention stuff about, Ivy. You know, I think she mentioned Vindman, Sergeant. I don't know what his title was. I forgot. Military blowhard guy or something, or CIA, whatever it was. Vindman. It always reminded me of, in the Ghostbusters, you had Vindman. Wasn't that, maybe the Vindman was one of the good guys. I can't remember one of the comedians, but maybe he was, what's his name? The main guy. I'm not sure, but maybe it was that snotty health inspector. For a while, I thought it was the health inspector. So it always reminded me of that. But, let me see. I'm trying to read here. You know, matter of fact, I don't know if I said this yet, but, Klaus Schwab, I tried to say this in the past. I'm not sure if I said it completely or right, but, he always reminded me of, who we refer to. You know, the movie Hellraiser, you had the three main characters, and you have the main character, you have the girl, which is called the bitch. I forgot the main character, what they called him, titled him in the cult classic descriptions later. And I had a big giant 3D, stand with all of them, like 7 feet tall. Yeah, it's probably 7 feet, maybe taller. Might have been, it's probably 8 feet. Yeah, I think it was 7 to 8 feet, maybe slightly higher than that. Big stand. It was pretty cool. Of that group, of the Hellraiser group. But Klaus Schwab always reminds me of Shithead. Okay. And think about it. I mean, they were building us up to Needles. They were building us up to the age of Needles and stabbing you and, skin penetrating us with metal objects and injecting unknown experimental fluids that they knew some of what would happen would be extremely bad. Good for them, bad for us. So he's Shithead. Klaus Schwab is Shithead. That's Shithead is Klaus Schwab. That's who they were referring to. See, that movie was referring to these guys like Fauci and, who's the bitch? Like probably the scarf lady. I'm thinking the bitch is scarf lady or like Fauci's wife. I don't know. But you got Pinhead is like a pincushion. He's full of needles. Those aren't nails. Those are vaccines. Those are mercury injectors. All right. And formaldehyde injectors or whatever. Yeah, he was tortured. All right. But man, all right. I got to get through this. Manly P. Hall. All right. So anyway, I listened to some of John Wayne's. I heard the Manly P. Hall of that for a while. And I was going to talk about a lot of that. And then I also switched over for the next full hour of Bridget. And she talked about a lot of things. I'm not going to have time to go into. I'll probably talk about, tomorrow night, but, riches versus awesome abilities, being rich, having a lot of things versus having a lot of abilities. I really liked her saying that. I have said things like that. And, let me see. It's hard to read in here. I mean, one of the bulbs dimmed. It's just about went out, like part of it blew. And it was already bad. And now it's have two little bulbs. One of them is an orange bulb from the brake lights in a car. this is my brake light. I mean, they're both car lights. That's all I've got. I've got these other little LED ones that are packed away, have been packed away for months. That's only to hold over stuff I would have. Well, there's a whole bunch of other things. Oh, you know, I think it was Ivy. No, it was Michelle, or what's her name? Oh, I got this all on the other notes. Cynthia, Marion, or I think her name is Marion, Marilyn, who usually, I think it's Solaris's friend who usually is on tonight, like after this show is over. So listen to Solaris. Marilyn might be on. She was on Mark Schneider's show today at Ohio Exopolitics, I think. Yeah. And she was talking about, and I believe I knew this, but I forgot that she called her. She said she knew Cindy Crawford. So I'm thinking Cindy Crawford. Yeah. Who's still hot. But she meant Cynthia Crawford, and I know Cynthia Crawford. Not very well. I used to meet, talk with her behind the scenes before shows. We'd be with her for hours. Oh, man, telling us things she never said on stage and preparing us for what she's going to say that she's never said before. And she's pretty good looking, too, like for her age and everything. And, yes, she does look like a Pleiadian. She does. She seems to be Pleiadian type, okay? And another friend of mine there, she's like, oh, my God, that kid is like, he's a please drop him. They dropped a Palladian right out of the ship when he was born. That's a Palladian. Like, yeah, he's a Palladian. That guy looks like a Palladian, our other friend. And that was kind of funny. But anyway, awesome truckers. Yeah, I would say only deliver to free markets. You know, ones that are actually free. Free market, as in free money market, plus ones that are free, not mandated, mask mandated and so on. But, you know, I say Bikers Unite, too. I'm not going to get to the magazine thing. I'm going to have to rush through those real quick. It's kind of important. We only have about 5 minutes before the break. I'll just talk about those. I'll get through those in probably five minutes. I'll rush through it and get Steven on. And, man, I'm thinking monkeypox. I'm thinking mafia. Also, let me see. Oh, yeah. Stop delivering. All you have to do, truckers, is at least never deliver to those restaurants who demand like an app to get in and all that crap. So that's a good start. Or never any like government offices where, you know, not even their coffee machine, you know. But like those monkeys that escaped and everything, what happened? A dump truck, was it? I'm pretty sure it was a dump truck. Yeah, a dump truck crashed into that little truck. It's basically a smuggler, okay? This happens all the time. Or let's say they've been setting this whole thing up across the nation, getting ready to launch the new bioweapon, like the just like the movie Outbreak. Oh, it was a monkey. Oh, yep, the next town right near them. Oh, they're infected. Gotta encase them, covering just inflated giant bubble homes and experimental tents to trap everyone in and not let them go and do experiments on with Fauci. But what happened in Trump's time? Yeah, the Trump train there. Crash! How many people almost died? If they just went like 1 inch earlier or something like that, bam, like half of the people would have died. All these Republicans on the train and or whatever. That was a mafia hit. That's how they do it. They set everything up. They pre-plan it. They're usually working for like a big construction company or something. Okay, labor union or whatever maybe, right? Dumpster. They probably set that guy up. That guy probably didn't know what the hell hit him. Literally and figuratively. They set him up. They wanted that crash. That dumpster. Who is the dumpster guy? I don't know. I heard of the truck guy's name. Who's the dumpster? Who's the driver of the dumpster's name? Damn, I'm not going to get to these magazines. I got to pack them up, so I have to say it. So he probably was paid to crash into that truck at least for the excuse. Now, remember, the woman who saw the monkeys, she thought there was going to be cats. There was a cloth over, I think she said a green cloth. I'm not sure if I'm confusing that with green monkeys or whatever, green cacao, whatever you call them. But so she was told there'd be cats or kittens or whatever in there. And she went over to the cage and tried to pull the cloth open. So it's not like the monkey was out and she was able to walk up to the cute little monkey and try to touch him and pet him or anything. It's not like that. It's like, no, she thought there would be kittens in the cage and, oh, felt bad. And the cloth was blocking and there were cloths over them blocking what was inside. She just kind of pushed it aside and went to put her hands in there when it hissed at her and scratched her and maybe bit her too, but she got scratched. So it's not like some people are saying, no, that's not realistic because you could never get near a monkey. Well, you can if they just been banged into the head. Why would you capture those monkeys and kill them? Why did they kill those monkeys? What, because they got into a car accident and they were scared? No, it's for PR stunts and because, or they were diseased. All right. 21st Century Science and Technology magazine from 1995 through 96, the winter of. Riemann refutes Euler. Suppressed writings of epistemology, gravitation, and light. Look that up. All right, skip. In UFO Future Tech, in UFO Magazine, 1994. A Forum on Extraordinary Theories and Phenomenon, Volume 9, Number 3. Future Tech Part 1, UFOs and New Physics. Now, there's a bunch of bullshit physics in there, but that's not why I want you to look that up. In there is a picture I've been waiting to see for a while. Recon of Defense Facilities by Richard Sauder, S-A-U-D-E-R. Exclusive photo show, The Mystery Object in Area 51 and or a sister site. The bunch of runways where they test stealth bombers with the diamond-like shapes we were talking about, people were talking about, that they test radar invisibility on objects along those long runways and their underground entrance exit onto the platform. It's like a long spike. Check that out. That is the stories. This is showing you the platform that rises out of the ground. It's like a leaning pyramid tower, obelisk pyramid, angled like more than the Tower of Pisa, or at least as much, with the platform on top. And look at those sites. So that is proving true some of the old stories about the obelisk thing coming out of a diamond that opened up from underground, comes from an underground base, which is massive. All right, next. Oh, a few more real quick, and then we'll get Steven on. This is Billy on B. Yes, B. It's But This Is Argon. Tonight is Argon, tomorrow night Dreamer. Scene 5-ish.
Join me and the Brian Ruse Show on Revolution Radio, Eastern Standard Time, every Tuesday night from 6 to 8. We talk about the four most vital things, in my view, affecting all of humanity. Number one is UFOs and aliens and their agenda for the advancement of humanity. Number two is the Jewish establishment's control over all aspects of human civilization. Number three, the truth about Adolf Hitler, how he was the opposite of what we've been told. Number four is advanced ancient global civilizations. Join me on the Brian Ruse Show, Tuesday nights from 6 to 8 on Studio B on Revolution Radio.
The pill has been taken. The blinders are off. Are we in the end game? Or are we simply living a replay of a time that's already happened? With no choices. Different people have different points of view. When it comes to creation versus evolution, my point of view, we were created to evolve. The Red Pill. Every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern in Studio B. www.freedomslips.com. Revolution.radio. Check it out.
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
The original machine had a base plate of prefamulated amulite surmounted by a malleable logarithmic casing, in such a way that the two spurving bearings were in a direct line with a panometric fan. The lineup consisted simply of six hydrocoptic Marzal vanes, so fitted to the ambifacient lunar wane shaft that side fumbling was effectively prevented. The main winding was of the normal Lotus O deltoid type, placed in panendermic semi-boloid slots of the stator. Every seventh conductor being connected by a non-reversible tremie pipe to the differential girdle spring on the up end of the gram meters.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio, taking the confusion out of transmutated lunar girdle springs for 4 years and running. Revolution Radio, the number one listener-supported alternative media radio on the planet. I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got now.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to Argonne with Bill Brandt, only at Revolution Radio.
And I think I'm back. We are back. Let me double check. I'm pretty sure. We'll go with we're back. Okay, anyway, this is Billy on B tonight. Argonne. Welcome back to Argonne on radio, the Revolution Radio at revolution.radio. Still trying to catch my breath. I was just kind of running. And, cause I have to take blankets off me, then put them back on me in a weird way and squeeze between stuff and, turn the heat off and then nuke stuff and then turn it back on again. Make sure the microwave is actually off and I didn't mistake it cause it doesn't ding. And, anyway, I'm about to pull in, Stephen Crawford, host of The Red Pill, which is tomorrow night on Sunday, before my show. Tomorrow night show is on A. He's on B. I believe Tony Why Not comes on directly after him on his slot. Either way. So take your pick, whatever. It doesn't matter. There's always another host to go to, right? I mean, but when you donate, which I hope you just did, you will be actually helping to keep whatever host is, might be your only host on. I mean, your donations keep the entire station on for every host. Okay. So you're basically donating to keep whatever 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 15, 35 hosts you like on air. Just so you can clip it up, find a lot of good points, log it into your notes. Hopefully you know how to write, and hopefully you put that on paper, not just in your computer pads. Anyway, let me pull in Steven. And let me see, how do I do that with this again? Oh, I got to shrink that. No, I'm going to try something. Let me see if this thing readjusted to drag and drop again. I'm trying to add you, Steven. I'm just trying to drop and drop. Let me see if this still looks like it never changed back. All right, so I'm not able to drag and slide. All right, let me try this. Here we go. And I'm going to have to type that in this time. Call, check, add. Here we go. Steven will be great jogging my memory as well. And I believe you made it to the show. Steven Crawford, are you with us?
I am with you.
Awesome. Awesome, buddy. It's great. I'm glad you're on to help me out and get me through this show. I'm just going to read through a bunch of magazines so I can actually put them away, maybe forever. I mean, I may never see them again. And, like, this is important stuff in here. There's important propaganda in there, you know?
Absolutely. No, go ahead. Lay it on us, brother.
Yeah, and hopefully you'll have some comments for something. I'm going to just, you know, kind of go through them. I meant to go through them in more detail, but then again, not everyone's into science or anything anyway. But it's just kind of what led up to today, you know, all the rhetoric and SpaceX to the injections and nuclear Holocaust stuff. And basically, okay, here we go. One's got a lost city in it. So anyway, Scientific American from 1997, November. They talk about proving Fermat's theorem. This is the lost city in that one. And see, here's where we were always talking about nuclear Holocaust. Now it's more than ever. Okay, in this issue, they talk about the dangers of launch on warning. A nuclear mistake might be only 15 minutes away. Now that's when things were dying down. After a time, it was supposedly at its height of actual nuclear Holocaust threat. Today is like 1,000 times that. Okay, no less than two. Let's just go with no less than 2 to 10 times as dangerous as close to real nuclear war. All right, then there's about exploring space with Mercury, the planet of extremes. That's in there. And then genetically engineered. See, now this is when they were still kind of promoting, and they did many years before this, and I'm just about done with this magazine. I'm not going to open it up. I'm just reading the cover right now. And this is when they were building up, getting ready for more and more, GMOs, genetically engineered everything. And basically it's like they're promoting it. Oh, it's science. We're advancing food. And it says the world food supply genetically engineered for disease resistance. Wow. Awesome. Well, like maybe for a future pandemic. Okay. All right. That one's being put down. God. Oh, yeah. Maybe. I mean, I'm glad they're GMO because now they won't get COVID, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Now I'm switching to Omni Magazine. This was my favorite because it had like real science. Like they have like a red section. They got continuum. It's all silver pages in the continuum section. A whole bunch of cool little facts. And then in a section called Antimatter, I think it's this magazine with the Antimatter too. They have, it's all the pages are red. They're red pages. But it's science fiction mixed with science. So that was my overall favorite. And it's the one I could occasionally, or my mother could occasionally afford to buy me. And even though I was a scientist who was highly ethical, I stole quite a lot of them. And a whole lot of other ones. All right, this one. Hey, look, this is the future, folks. Trust me. Trust me. I'm one of the good guys. And so is Omni, right? 1988, April 1988. This is got free inside. You got the whole universe catalog. You can buy the whole universe. If you're like Bill Gates and you're going to be having like $500 trillion in the future, that's probably what it would cost. Probably you could put the whole universe, get the whole catalog right in there. It's a wish book for the next century. People like Bezos, go for it, man. Go find that catalog. So Utopia, that's the main thing, Utopia. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. Utopia, according to Jonas Salk, you know, Oprah Winfrey, Kurt Vonnegut, Tammy Faye Baker, David Rockefeller. I didn't know how much these people probably were influencing me when I was 12. Okay, actually, I was older than that at this point. How the hell do I was probably a teenager. Yeah. Coretta Scott King, whoever the hell that is. Max Headroom. You know, we know how realistic and righteous and, you know, AI, Max Headroom. Lena Wertmuller. It's probably Mueller's genetic twin or something.
Mueller.
Jesse Jackson. Like, righteous. He would never do anything with the government. That's why we can trust him.
Oh, I'm pretty sure that dude bent over Martin Luther and like put his hand in the blood on the wound and then wiped it on his shirt.
Yeah, you're right, I know, huh? I'm pretty sure you're right, man. Roy Rogers. I'm not sure what to think about Roy Rogers right now. I don't know. Any comments?
Let's leave Roy alone. Roy Rogers. Now he's a cowboy.
All right. Yeah. And I'm not sure.
Yeah. Not talking Brokeback Mountain here.
Right. Stephen Jay Gould. I forgot who he is. I know he's famous. And many others. This is like what the whole thing is about. It's an impressive cover. Looks great. Utopia. It's coming. It's here. It's just about here. We have to get back to the new normal. And then you open it up. It's got the cool art. Now to Paradise Tossed. That's the article this is about, I'm pretty sure. And it's like, I think this is the one. Let me see. It is. Flights of fancy, leaps of faith, hope without end. Anything goes on the rocky road. Oh, it's going to be rocky, though. And you know what? Yeah, it was. And it is. It's quite rocky. The rocky road to utopia. Oh, you got to crack a few eggs, you know, to get there. That's why a few heads even. But kind of a lot of them, really. But Paradise Tossed by Marion Long. And then there's all this stuff. But here's some more names. Wait, where is it? Eli Weasel. Like, I don't know if it's spelled Weasel or something, right? sounds kind of Zionistic to me. There's good old Max Headroom. Coretta Scott. Oh, I don't really know. I'm not sure. Okay, where is it, though? Where is the famous? Oh, here it is. Next to Rita Mae Brown and, oh, Christina Crawford. That's weird. I just got through talking about Cynthia Crawford, which kind of sounds like Christina Crawford. All right, it's not that weird, but, hey, there's good old David.
All relatives of mine, so be careful what you say.
Oh, damn. Dang it. All right, but this is the best one of all. Now, this is the one who really knows the future. You really knew what was to come, politically especially, and like really marks today's day. All right, now this is just from, remember, 1988. Now this is the real prophet in here of all of them, other than to say David Rockefeller. 1988, April, right in the beginning, like so early 88, right? Guess who? The most correct, I would say, is the views, the worldview, who would want the utopia of today, starting today? Mr. Rogers.
I'm not shocked by that at all. Hello, children. Rogers. Can you say eugenics? Can you use that word in a sentence?
Oh, man, I'm looking at this. Guess what? There's an ad in here. It's like, It's I know, but you know what? You know why he went off air, right? I imagine you would.
Well, he's a diddler.
Yeah, yeah. They quietly. Those are the rumors. I don't know if it was ever authenticated. I believe the rumors, though. You know, he was diddling. He was.
I think pretty much all those kids' shows guys are.
I know.
All of them. Speaking of prophets, though, I've got one coming on my show tomorrow night.
Sean. Yeah. Oh, man.
And Mr. Rowe's going to be co-hosting with me.
Oh, cool. That's right. That's right. I knew that. I knew you. That was the part of the hope anyway.
And next week, I've got John Burroughs from the Rendlesham Forest incident.
Oh, yeah.
He's coming on with his lawyer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's got some trippy stuff to announce.
Oh, yeah, I'll be listening. Yeah,
he's suing the government.
Yeah, hopefully successfully. Does he plan on going to the DOJ of modern day?
As far as I know, they've already been, and that's what we're going to be discussing.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah, definitely good luck to him.
Or he's going this week. Like,
wow. I hope he lives. I hope he survives it.
Like, his case is kind of minor, but it's also huge at the same time. The implications, if he wins his case, it's a milestone for ufology, for researchers, and for everyone who's ever said there's something going on, but it's been ridiculed.
Oh, yeah. Well, it'll be good if he wins and they release some of the technology, alien or human. And then because, you know, they're getting ready to use it in we're coming closer to the end of World War III here.
Yeah.
That's when, that's when all the secret stuff from the last between the last two wars comes out.
When it comes to nuclear war, I tell you what, I'll believe it when I see the missile in the sky about to land on me. Because, that's all we've heard for how long now? It's just fear porn. It's more fear porn. And I know Hijacker and Deacon and them love to get into it, and it's interesting to listen to, but always take it with a grain of salt, because they don't want to destroy the world. They if they did, they would have by now. They just want to reduce the population, and they're jangling keys, having all these things going on to keep our focus all over the place, so we can't focus on anything good that is happening, like these truckers.
I
just heard fireworks. I just heard fireworks a few minutes going off because of Canadians finally waking up. It's insane, and I'm proud to be Canadian today.
Yeah, I'm proud of Canadians, man. And
American truckers, because they're right. Supporting the Canadian truckers. And it's not just about the truckers, guys. It's about and I hope the truckers realize this. To any truckers that are, and I know we have truckers that listen. We have a couple that are hosts here. So it's not just about truckers being able to get across without having to show a vaccine passport. They need to stay there, even if, because Trudeau can give in to their demands, and then what? They leave, and the rest of us are still stuck with these mandates? No, they have to stay there, but they need to take their butts to Trudeau's house. We need to find out where Trudeau is. We need to get anybody listening who's on Getter, if you're not on Getter, get on it. Getter. It's everybody who was booted off of Twitter is now on Getter, and we need to spread this stuff. As apparently, it's been alleged that Trudeau has spent $40 million to hire either Antifa or that group that Mr. Rowe had told me about. He could probably share it again in the chat room, of this group that you can pay them to come to your town to start a protest and a riot. So that may be happening as well. There's going to be people infiltrating. Apparently things are held off until Monday now, just because everybody who's been driving for like days and days now, they're kind of tired. But still, we need to. And if it wasn't, like right now, it's minus 16 where I am. You know, they're pulling this crap. If it was summertime, there would be everybody would be out on the streets, and where would Trudeau's fringe minority statement be?
Yeah. But you know, are they like giving are the people like giving the truckers like hot coffee and like food
Absolutely.
On the way?
Actually, I'm glad you brought that up. I want to mention, apparently, now I'm going to look into it more, but it's been alleged that Tim Hortons, a big coffee place here in Canada, has refused some of the drivers and protesters coffee and stuff like that. So if that's the case, I'm going to look into it more, but if that's the case, I say boycott them. That's all we can do right now is boycott these places and surround the politicians' homes. That's what we need to do. Everybody, not just truckers, everybody.
I know what to do. I know exactly what to do. Every trucker, every single trucker should make sure they go through every Tim Hortons line, wrap around the building to get to that little spot to order coffee, knowing they're going to be turned down, you know, and just tie up the whole parking lot.
Yes, surround Timmy's. Yeah, if Timmy's is not giving coffee to people, then truckers go ahead and block them off, and then people that are listening bring coffee and stuff from home for the truckers.
Yeah, but I mean, even just the act of trying to get in line and like the truck would take up most of the space or.
Apparently, like even walking in, like you can walk in as well, right? So they would park and go to get in and they'd be seen with the truck. I mean, no, we're not serving protesters. And it may not even be the employee's fault. It's probably management.
Right. But now we know why Tim Hortons, place is been rocketed to the moon for forever because they knew, you know, this is one of the chosen ones.
Yeah.
You know, one of the, something like that. And I used to like Tim Hortons.
It'd be so easy for them to slip something in the coffee between Starbucks and Tim Hortons.
Yeah.
They could slip something in the coffee. That's why I don't understand why they're forcing these vaccinations on people when they could just put it in our food and coffee.
Well, they're going to do everything. That's why they're destroying the economy first. This is what I've been telling people.
They're hedging their bets.
Yeah, they're hedging their bets. They're getting the most amount of damage. They're getting the most amount of money. Remember, they're being paid a ton of money just to, by taxpayer money for all these fake PCR tests and everything else. So first they want the money. They want an excuse to roll everything out, an excuse why everything's happening. And, but they're still going to put everything in the food that they're going to grow. And, once the businesses are shut down and only the select ones are left and people are only getting those products, now it'll be worth their time to monetarily load only those foods and drinks up and pills with nanotech, you know. Right, because they wouldn't want to do it to every business on Earth. They would want to narrow it down, you know, like and basically get the once the products are off the shelf and there's almost no products anyway to pick from. Even with the narrowed down businesses, that's it. That's it. They only have to put nanotech. The expensive stuff, the expensive ones.
Exactly. No, I've got a clip here I want to play for you. It's only like 50 seconds or something like that, but it's from a kid's cartoon called Young Justice. It's like the Justice League and stuff. This was something I clipped like 3 years back, and it's kind of describing what we're talking about.
Quench your thirst while we all bond. Don't wait, reach for a reach. Yeah, in strawberry, mango, or in peach. Reach for a reach.
From LexCorp and The Reach.
This consumable contains The Reach's additive, which combines microscopic quantities of two chemicals. One is a dopamine polymerase, the other an adrenaline inhibitor. Taken over generations, they will slowly addict the entire population to Reach. and make the people of Earth placid, literally incapable of revolt.
Yeah,
you know, that says it all, and that's like stuff they're programming the kids to be used to already.
Right, right. And while they're in that half dream state, you know, the hypnotic trance state and everything. Yep. And just they used to call us, what would they call us when we were young, Stephen? They like highly suggestible and what else did they say?
Oh, geez, I didn't like, really pay much attention to that kind of stuff. I was out running around and trying to pick up girls and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes I was doing.
Probably
yeah.
why I was immune to a lot of the programming, because like that's why I'm so shocked that a lot of people my age fell for it, because a lot of these people were the ones who were out there with me running around chasing down women, you know, and partying and all that stuff.
Right. I wasn't partying so much, mostly not, although I hung with, I was at all the parties a lot, but I didn't do too much too often, but I didn't want to be a hypocrite either. And I did, you know, try stuff here and there and, liked part of it, hated half of it. I mean, like getting high, I liked it and I didn't like it simultaneously, you know, but I don't like anything to interfere with my thinking.
Yeah, I was never into needles, except for tattoos. Otherwise it was pot, beer, hash, acid, mushrooms, and the occasional line of coke if someone offered it at a show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
but not enough to get addicted, right? Because I would never go buy it. I would never spend my own money on it because I have an addictive personality, and I really liked the buzz, and really liked how good I sang when I was on it.
Yeah, I mean, that was kind of the same here. I knew I had to stay away from anything I liked too much, like hard alcohol, hard liquor, and just getting to I was afraid my real bad side would come out. I was, you know, partly an elitist at times and sometimes hated average punk, and like I devised all kinds of ways to kill people. I mean, like if I wanted to, but I didn't want to. I was trying not to, you know. So,
I'm devising ways to kill people in my spare time.
You know, like if I was the emperor, you know, forget it. I mean, people would be zapped. I would not have been able to hold back. You're getting zapped. You know,
it's being said in the chat room now. Apparently, the last Ramon is spewing leftist crap. It's like, what? Are you kidding me? Dude's been following me on Facebook for 10 years at least. Same with the drummer from Def Leppard. Like, it shocked me how many musician celebrities that are following me on there.
Wait, who's spreading lefty crap? Like, what'd they say?
I think there's only one Ramon left, and they were saying that the Ramon, I can't remember what dude's name.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, Joey died. The last Ramon dude, Pat, no, I've talked to him once on Facebook years ago, just like a Facebook chat. So he must have been brainwashed since then. But we're going back like 8 years.
Oh, man, it's too bad. It's too bad. But, you know, we got to talk about Meatloaf a little bit, too. But before we do that, hold on. Let me finish off this magazine. Yeah. I just wanted, like, because the funny thing is, like, these are science magazines, right? Now, they're for scientists. They're for geeks. But it's kind of for everyone in a way. But you know what the biggest advertisements are in all of these? In like every magazine, Omni, the most scientific ones, like all of them. What's it like popular, maybe popular science, so I'm not sure. You know what they sell?
Pfizer, Moderna.
Yes, alcohol, vodka, cigarettes, Pfizer, Moderna, and pills. Yeah. That's it. It's like loaded with them, but this one, right? it's got this one ad for itself, like Omni's Ingenuity by Design. It's their, is their blueprint, et cetera, et cetera. They got the Earth, oh no, it's the moon in space with the way above the moon is a giant see-through kind of glowing, it's like lights inside. It looks like the Louvre, you know, like the triangle, the glass pyramid Louvre section.
Right.
That's what it looks like.
The one that was featured in that movie with Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Da Vinci Code.
Yeah, exactly. Now it's like one of those, like only sort of like under the base is sort of like domes or cones or pyramids of glass. Like, but it's like, it's almost implying, I guess, Stargate, the movie coming up, I don't know how many years later, but maybe it was around the same time now that I think about it. Like, but I'm thinking of, like, the tent in space. But here it is. It's the Illuminati, the tip of the pyramid, you know, the rulers, the Zionist rulers. Floating over, I was thinking it was the Earth at first, so I was like, here they are showing themselves again. Like, you know, big giant pyramid, capstone triangle, in the sky, probably, Apophis or Apophis. Anyway, that's that magazine. That's going down. That's getting packed up for the future, time capsule, which it'll probably no doubt end up being. By the way, no, I believe, see, the Illuminati you were talking about, they don't want to nuke this world. No, they do. I know them. I'm just practically Illuminati. I could have been pulled in a long time ago. I was tempted by all kinds of shit. It's a long story, but, I know their philosophy exactly. And they do plan on, certain groups at least, main ones at least very close to the top, absolutely plan on nuking the planet. And, that's absolutely the plan.
Well, they can plan it, but everything we've seen, whenever they're testing these things, somebody from somewhere shows up and shuts them down.
Yeah, so, maybe. I think they're just timing it to the right time, though. I mean, it's like not time yet. But
I say bring it on. Bring it on.
Yeah.
It's time to change the channel. Either put up or shut up at this point. Is where I'm
at. Me too. Me too. Absolutely. And, like either way, it sucks because faking it is like that's terrorism, you know? They're, it's actual terrorism just to claim it. It's going to happen, you know? And, you know, you were saying, how'd you put it? You want to see it coming? You want to be under it or something?
I wanted to friggin' land on my forehead. I'm going to try will it to land
right.
on my forehead.
Right, ground
take
zero.
Everybody I love with me. So that way I don't get to feel bad. We'll all
instant
be
death. You'll get the instant death. You won't be. That's what I used to say. If you can see it, that's where you want to be. Like, if you can see it coming, because, like, over your head.
And you the view before you die. I mean, wow.
Yeah. Like, bam, instantly, like, thrust into heaven, you know, like, into the astral plane. Like, right into the light, literally and literally.
Oh, I'm sticking around, man, and I'm heading right to the Pentagon and underground bases, and I'm going to start messing with politicians. I'm going to be like a ghost superhero.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking. I'm coming for you, Gates.
Oh, yeah. I say on my show and stuff, you guys don't want me dead. With what I know about what we're capable of after we die, they don't want me dead because I'm not going nowhere.
Like, yeah, yeah.
They want me happy.
Right, right. Keep that one alive. It'll be messing with us, messing with people from the astral plane, man. Like, if nothing else, like, if I can't leave the Earth into, like, deep space and time or something, if I can do anything without and still know I can, like, get leave or if nothing else, you know, they got their little minion spirits running around interfering with people's lives. You know what I mean?
But I think that has to do with frequency of vibration. Have you read the Celestine Prophecy by any chance?
Oh, years ago, yeah.
You know, like, touch back on that and mentally and remember some of the stuff that was going on, because some of it makes so much sense to me, especially as why they're tearing down all of the trees down in the South. It's just, I can even remember, like, when I leave my body, that's why I have a hard time believing channelers and stuff, and then they say, oh, my out-of-body experiences and all this stuff, and they go, and I went through the universe and all this. Because, like, I've had similar experiences, but I was never allowed to go past the moon in mine. And I've talked to two other people who think they have, they said they're either incredibly cool dreams or I'm having out-of-body experiences, but I'm never allowed to go past the moon.
Right. It could be an energetic thing, but see, Jeff something, who died, not long ago. And if I didn't say it earlier, Cynthia Crawford, I believe Ivy did say she did die. Now, it's just weird if she did. I think she's right, though. But, so that's weird. But, hey, what do you think, though, of, wait. See, I jump around. I can't help myself.
All right.
Hey,
I do the same thing, man.
Hey, I'm sick. I need help, you know? I mean, But now the moon has spells. They're spells on the moon. So in other words, there are capture spells, and there are go away spells, like leave, don't stay, go.
Protection spells.
Yeah, this protection spells for those trying to see what's on the moon. And then there's, like, the moon would be your barrier spells, like, you know, but I've gone way out. When you do things on the least dangerous to anyone's scale, in what I term as kind of flashes, you just see the entire infinite universe, because it's just an instant vision flash. You just see this, see that, get a message here, a message there. And that's it. So you're not there. You didn't project there. You didn't fly there. You didn't magically materialize and try to take over a planet. You know, like, yeah, there's no gatekeepers.
I wish people could see, like, I've talked about it before. I don't know if it was a dream or an actual experience where I was taken and shown something, and it's just a glimpse that I remember. But it's kind of like what you were talking. It wasn't space per se. I was in a vehicle that was translucent, and I could see everything. You could see, like, planets and dimensions and formulas, scientific formulas, all these, like, so many things I can't even describe. It was awe-inspiring. It was terrifying, and yet with a touch of hope to the memory as well. That's why I have a hard time subscribing to any theology or philosophy out there, because to me it's all theory. It's unless you can put it into practical application for yourself. This is the age of doubt. Like, even though we have so much alleged information, well, okay, back to channeling for a second. All these people, we've gone blindly paying attention, like, not paid attention, and just been led blindly by our noses and our testes for so long. When is it time to stop? Like, just because somebody comes out and says, oh, these aliens are here to help me, they talk to me, it's like, well, do you have proof that they and then people get mad that you asked if they had proof that they were contacted. That's what, so you would need to have, like, what's his name, Good. That dude who says he's super soldier, he refuses to take a test, a lie detector test.
Right, right.
And yet everybody still believes him. Even people that I consider friends, like Dan Willis and Michael Sala, and that they still occasionally make the mistake of bringing him up when they're on with me.
I know, I noticed.
and then, like, it's hard.
Corey.
But that's also part of the thing that a lot of people got to realize. I may not believe what they believe, but who am I to sit there and try to ridicule them publicly for their beliefs? I've asked them to come on to my show because there are certain things they talk about that I do believe. So that's what I go with. And then if they're talking about things that I'm not into, that's fine. I can still listen to it for the entertainment value. And that's what people got to look at. Our first reaction is to just go, oh, screw this, and get mad at things that we don't personally believe. It's like everything's got a little bit of truth to it. That's my point. When you've got Operation Mockingbird saying that we'll know our disinfo program is complete when everything everyone believes is false,
yeah,
then what are you supposed to believe? I mean, even you, Bill, and me, 'cause you're way more educated than I am, but you can only go by personal experience and your personal education. And how do you know everything that you've learned? I'm sure some of it, of course, is true, but the people who made these ideas and revelations, how do you know that their hearts were in the right place and that they're right, not right. just putting forth some agenda?
Right. Well, the thing is, even my Secret Service friends, FBI and everything else, even I think I don't think they're actually smart enough to know exactly when they were being messed with either, you know. So some of my information comes from them, of which I know they're telling me the truth, but how much truth were they told versus
exactly they believe what they're telling you at the very least. Yeah. They believe what they're telling you.
Right, right. And like I know flying saucers exist because I know how to make them. Spaceship, not necessarily a spaceship, but definitely a flying saucer shape, ion craft. Probably I'm almost certain about the inertial propulsion, where you rotate an imbalanced weight to kind of throw yourself forward kind of thing.
Inertial dampening.
Yeah, you know, like I know how to make those. And, you know, I never did make them physically, but I many years went over how you would do it. And I've seen all the examples come out later that they say they did test it. That is right. I'm like, it's hard for me to convince myself I'm right, to be honest.
Yeah, oh, I hear you. You know, because it seems like it's such a clear thought and idea to you. That it comes, the thought came just naturally to you, and you kind of question that. Well, it came really quick. Maybe that's just my first thing, you know, and you start doubting yourself. That's what happens with me when there's so many things that have happened, even just not no big, huge disasters, just something. I know, like the mechanic. I had a friggin' dream about the mechanic being on a friggin' TV show, news show. And he was. I think it was OAN or something.
Oh, like, I think I heard you say that. No, I think I saw you type that in. Did you say that on air?
I think I said it on air, but I know for a fact I sent him a message, and it was like in April I sent it to him. And then it was like June or July he was on the friggin' thing.
I had a dream about him for some reason too, and
which is odd. You know, yeah, I don't dream about guys, let alone mechanic.
I know exactly. And of course, nobody was nude and nobody was doing anything. Well, you know, it would be strange to not be gained it up today. Apparently, if you were to go by the news, you know, but. No, that did not happen. I don't know what
I'm
it was.
I'm secure enough in my masculinity that I can look the mechanic deep into his eyes and say, hey, man, you're a good-looking dude.
His glossy eyes?
In that deep voice. How creepy would that be?
Yeah.
So creeped
out. How do you
put it? And I giggle like a little girl.
Yeah, like a little girl. You're always saying something like a little girl kind of thing. Hey, but what do you think? What do you think about trying to get like, first of all, we got to talk about Meatloaf. And what do you think about, I want to see like a trucker thing too. I mean a biker. Like I want truckers and bikers to unite.
Oh, they will come spring.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Give it another month and a half, man. The instant bikers can get out, like, around here. I'm sure they can in some states. But to make it to, like, Washington or to get up here to Canada to come to Ottawa, it's got to be at least mild.
Yeah, I say crash the border, too, if they have to.
Absolutely.
Yeah, don't, no stopping. This is a convoy.
We overpower them people-wise. Like, they send out 100 cops. Well, let's surround them with 20,000 citizens.
We're migrants. Hey, us, we're just migrating.
Oh, you know, that's kind of the funny thing, too. A lot of these people that they are letting in illegally are actually on our side. Because they just came from a country where the government screwed them.
Right, I know, yeah. That's
you know, so they can see it happening, and they're going, go Trump. You know, like.
Yeah, and I hope, see, I would rather have anarchy than have Trump come back to myself, personally, but I think he's going to make a, I mean, did you see the thing with him golfing, implying he would also be the 47th president?
No, I didn't, but there's a lot of stuff up there. Like, he's had a lot of people in his ear. He's been, he's misunderstood a lot of the alleged science and stuff, been brainwashed. I'm sure he and his family have been threatened. So, I mean, he went in there. I still believe when he first got in there, his intentions were true. Even JFK Jr. was saying, if my friend Donald Trump ever ran for office, he could change the world. You know, like, and he had to run. The thing is, I think he should run as an independent because we need to get rid of the party system. The party system's what's destroying every country, because when you've got a bunch of party members, all it takes is one or two in there to infiltrate to turn things rotten. But if you're voting for the individual, it's a lot easier to police the individual because they don't have a whole team of people and press behind them.
Right, right. And it doesn't cause division amongst the people. You have one goal. That's it, to be the best.
Exactly.
You know. But I don't trust Trump anymore. I did. I saw what should have been his good points and what were his good points. I think he played Mr. Great Awesome Guy to prep us for the real devastation of selling the damn prick. But I don't blame anyone who still likes him. I don't. I see there's a lot of power in what he has done and what he said verbally. A lot of great things, except for the vax needle issue for me. But I don't trust him anymore.
He's backed off that, too. I'm sure people – he's realized most of the people, especially on Getter, most conservatives and people in the middle and even Democrats now are becoming anti-mandate, anti-vax, my body, my choice. So instead of outright pushing it, at the very least, he's even said it should be a personal choice. If someone wants it, they can get it, but you shouldn't have to take it.
Yeah, I know. He's like, I know, you got your freedom. I still think he's tricking us, man. But you're right. I mean, I could be wrong. Hey, I can be wrong.
No, I'm sure there are people in his ear, man. I think that it's a combination. It's not black and white when it comes to Trump.
Maybe. I mean, I had high hopes. I really did. But I usually can see into these types because I'm kind of connected to them. And
I have the same reservations you do. And I can see the things before without you even saying them, because I could name several things, too, that and the vaccine thing was a big part of it. The fact that he's in the back pocket right now of Zionists kind of sucks, too. But as far as freedom and a better economy, he's been the best guy that the U.S. has had in a very, very, very long time.
Yeah. Yeah. I just think it was because they allowed him to, you know, basically, like, they knew putting Hillary up there. To me, it's like this, you know, assuming, I mean, if it was the bad version, they really wanted Trump in to make the new Space Force and to launch Operation Warp Speed and basically sell the backs, but they threw in Hillary knowing everyone would hate her, knowing, and they'd play a good game and ultimately Trump would come out on top. All the good he did would be immediately, as planned, reversed. All the bad he did would be amplified. And then knowing we all know and knowing we're all burnt out, then they'd have Hillary come in and run again, maybe, probably not. But now that the damage is done from both sides, you know, different kinds of damage, some the same, now it's time to go to war or pretend war with China and or Russia. So now they're going to bring back the hero again, because now they're going to finally say, yeah, he really did win. He really should have been the president. Now they're going to admit that. Now that he's going to rile up the troops to go into war. And this is just my negative side. You know, this, I mean, I'm being negative on purpose because, you know, I'm jaded.
You hope for the best, but prepare for the worst.
Right.
And
right.
Everybody should do that. You shouldn't give up hope, but don't be surprised if in the end, you know, the emperor has no clothes.
Yeah. But, you know, it's like family is like, dealing with Netanyahu, you got Jared there, and they're all Jewish.
Nosferatu. I could never pronounce his name, so I always just called him Nosferatu on my YouTube videos.
Yeah. No, I like that. That's good. But what do you think? You got anything to say about, like, a Meatloaf, though?
I'm pretty sure he died because of the vax. He was one of those that he believed in the vax, but he believed in pro-choice. He thought people should have a choice on it, and he chose to take it, and he wound up dying.
Was it like, how fast did he die from it? Like weeks or a day or months?
It was within a couple of weeks anyway. I can't remember exactly, but it was, say, 3 weeks max, I believe. Within a three-week right. period. Kind of, well, it was within a few days for Betty White.
Yeah.
I don't care that she was 99 years old. My grandmother's 94 and still got all her marbles. We should be living a lot longer. The problem is, the reason I still have hope is because all the talking head liberals that we're stuck with right now, even your Fauci and stuff, they're their own worst enemies. Because Fauci has come out, I've got videos of it, and they're all over Getter of him saying things like, well, just because you're in the hospital and you were tested positive for COVID doesn't mean you're in the hospital for COVID. It just means you're there with COVID. Even little things like that. And then even saying things about, normally it takes several years, up to seven, for a vaccine to be tested. But that's unacceptable in this time. So basically admitting they're only in phase two and they're using the entire public for phase two of testing.
Right. And I think it's really supposed to be 10. I think the rule used to be for all drugs and things like that, used to be it would not be allowed on the market unless two things both happened. First, you spent a minimal, I could be off on this, but like $250 million had to be spent. Didn't matter how you spent it, but you had to spend something crazy like $250 million. And you still had to test for 10 years. Didn't matter if you did all the testing you thought you could do the first 5 weeks. It had to be 10 years.
Yeah.
It didn't matter how logical or complete it was, except for a few exceptions like emergency fast tracks. And that was it. Somebody should look that up, what the modern demands are. But hey, all right. You got Sean coming on. Tell us more.
I get a lot of complaints. Well, not a lot. I've had a few complaints about, my interview style on YouTube videos. And the thing is with me, I'm not an interviewer and I don't profess to be. I'm not a poser guy at all. When I get people on to talk to, it's because they're people I'm generally interested in, and just a bonus that I can happen to have them on my show, which I do for fun because I've got no life. You know, so if people don't like the way I do my show, bite my ass. I really don't care.
Bite my gray ass. No, gray, what? I hear you, though, but they're like your friends. You're just hanging out, talking together.
Exactly. It's we're doing right now, man. It's just, to me, this ain't no interview. You're not interviewing. We're just shooting the shit.
It's a show. It's not an interview, you know.
Exactly.
You're not like some, yeah.
It's a gathering. We're gathering. Right. Chatsy.com on revolution.radio.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, real quick to those, when I said sort of like an alien gray, but a monster version, like an animal on their planet, was like a 10-foot lanky sort of walking on fours or six long leggedy, almost kind of stick figure look for some. And I think the plants were mutated from radiation or pandemic exploitation or something. I don't know. That's my story, and I'm sticking with it. But, yeah, the red pill tomorrow night, man. Stephen Crawford, hey, it was fun having you come on, too. And I like your style. It's
stoner style, man, but I don't want to be – like I was told years ago I was supposed to be on morphine. The doctor wanted to put me on with my back injuries. I'm like, screw that. Why would I – I'd rather be a stoner and a little bit slow with my memory than be a junkie. That's all there is to it.
Right. Yeah, I was sick for a couple of reasons on my last Sunday night show. Part of the reason was a little also included in that. It was an accident, really. But someone got me also high. Like I wasn't trying to get high, but because of my birthday,
I did not inhale.
I tried not to inhale, not that much. It was just a, it was, hey man, for your birthday, come on, just show us, you know, like friends down the street, up the road. I didn't know, like I didn't plan on it. I didn't stick around drinking, partying until the dawn, but they had something else in it on it, and they used like something, I forgot what it's called, but, probably shouldn't say because I don't know if that's the legal or the illegal version. So I wouldn't know. I'm not in the business.
It was laced with something. That's nice. I like
that. Yeah.
It's an occasional nice surprise.
Right. All right, man. It was fun, Stephen. Cool. Any shout out? Anything real quick?
No, just tune in tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, Studio B.
Yes. Awesome. Hey, have a great night, dude. Stay warm, if possible at all.
You too, man.
Night, night, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio.
Revolution Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyalty? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
And no, no, of course.